Hey guys, before we begin today, I just want to send out a huge thank you to Sarah and Michael at the It's a Duck Blur podcast. They just said some wonderful things and they promoted our podcast again. So if there are any listeners from It's a Duck Blur, welcome. And I hope you enjoy this. As a fellow blurry, like, I feel actually super nervous, but like, I hope you guys enjoy this one. So, bless all of your bagpipes. This is Back to One, the podcast that normally tries to find out what happens when you lock film students in a soundproof chamber. However, we're not doing that anymore. No, because I did something productive and bought my own studio mic. So from now on, we'll be reporting from my kitchen. This is also a very special episode with a very special guest, because guess what? We kicked George and Hector out. They're no longer with us. Rest in peace. We have replaced them with another Icelander, because this is how this podcast rolls. No, I'm just kidding. This is actually not an official, this is an unofficial episode of this podcast because, reasons. So, let me start by introducing our resident Russian, Paulina.
Woohoo! Hey guys, how's it going? Long time no talk.
Yeah, that's probably all of our faults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Busy, busy.
A mysterious voice from the void asked.
Bum, bum, bum.
Of course, we have myself, the Icelander, Sara, and now, for the first and only time, probably, we have Icelander 2.0, Ingberg!
Hey, guys!
I think we should quickly make you tell us who you are.
Alright, I am a 16-year-old Icelander from this little island called Iceland.
Okay. I meant like maybe how you happened to be here. Like, did we pick you up from the street? Because Icelanders are pretty rare when you think about it.
No. I actually, believe it or not, raised enough money to buy a ticket.
Okay.
To come and see you, my dear Icelandic sister.
Bingo! You finally said it. This is what I was looking for. You lose Final Jeopardy. No, just kidding. Oh, and Paulina is hugging my dog.
Yeah, he's so happy.
I guess there are perks. There are perks of recording this in my kitchen. because doggy.
Mr. Loki over here.
Yeah. I also have a kitten, so it's probably gonna be fun today.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's start with some movie news. Do you guys have any movie news?
I really want to go watch Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I heard, it's got mixed reviews,
mm-hmm.
But there are surprisingly a large amount of people that are kind of, they're like surprised that it wasn't like too bad, and like it was a good film, but then maybe it's not maybe great, it's just like a film and it's not bad,
mm-hmm.
Right? You, I've heard that from like several sources.
Yeah, I've also heard that.
Dog on the table.
Yeah, exactly, the dog is on the table.
Loki.
Hit the mic.
Oh yeah, he's gonna whip the mic off with his whip of a tail. Neither.
Man down.
Neither. Good boy.
Dog down.
Look at you. Yeah, he needs to be a special guest on this podcast. As soon as we invent the technology from up, where like you can put the collar on the
mm-hmm.
pet and it'll talk, we'll have Loki as a special guest.
Yep.
Any other news from the top of your heads?
I heard that Avatar was there was going to be 3 more Avatar movies.
Okay, now which Avatar are we talking about? Because today...
The blue apes on the alien planet.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah. Yes, yes there are. And it's not new news.
But it's not old news that has been on this podcast.
That's true, but it doesn't change the fact that probably people know about it. But yeah, it's true. So, so
blue
James Cameron
apes.
Is going to release films about those blue...
apes.
Yeah. In December of 2017, 18 and 19 or something? Something like that. It's like...
Yeah, the second one comes out next year.
Yeah.
I think like the end of next year somewhere.
I think they're always going to be released in December. The first one was released in December, and I guess he's got to stick with that. But he's going to have to compete against Star Wars then.
That's true.
So I don't know how that's going to work out. I honestly, I know like a lot of people hate that film. Like I hear it all the time how people, because it's like one of the biggest, like isn't it still the highest grossing movie of all time?
No.
And somehow it didn't, like people say that it didn't leave anything behind, like it didn't change anything. Well, it didn't like affect people.
I think a movie has beaten it.
Let me Google it, because we are all about very reliable information. Please come to us for all relevant news. Now, next on, what is happening in Syria? Just kidding. Okay, so, highest grossing... Oh my god, look at him!
Dog.
Loki is like...
He's ready. He's leaving to Iceland tomorrow, so...
Yeah, Ingberg,
Iceland, watch out.
Ingberg is leaving tomorrow to go back home to Iceland, so he's got his...
A stowaway.
He's got his suitcase. Is that what you call him? A suitcase? No, what do you call
him? Yeah,
a
suitcase.
Oh, okay, a suitcase, like, on the floor, and Luke just crawled into it, and he's just now going to sleep there.
And Mrs. Norris is attacking him.
Avatar still top.
Ha ha. Yeah.
That's what she wants in my bag, little
But yeah, honestly, I did not. I really kind of liked it. I liked it enough to. I actually own the extended collector's edition of the film. It's got like 30 or like 40 extra minutes of footage and like.
I remember when you would go to this movie in the cinema.
I think
like
I went
8
3
different
times. No, I went 3 times, and like 2 of those times it was in 3D. And you know how people say that like Avatar kind of brought 3D back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's true. But people like say like fuck, Avatar brought 3D back. Fuck them and whatever. I honestly I'm on a different opinion. I love 3D movies. Well, as long as they are like
appropriately.
Well, no, as long as they're like a window, like you're looking into another dimension rather than it like trying to punch you in the face.
Like Spy Kids.
Exactly, like Spy Kids. Oh god. Well, so that's that. I've got some news here. You guys know that they're making a Power Rangers movie, right?
No, I did not know.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
And they just released a picture of the new costumes. And I have to say, I've never understood Power Rangers. I think I've never even watched, like, a whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, like, as a kid and still as an adult, I always thought that, like, those costumes just, like, look ridiculous. Like, they're in, like, weird leotards with, like, motorcycle helmets. And it just doesn't, like, I don't know, like, what are they supposed to be? This image is, I'm just going to show you guys. Look at that. This is a audio format, so you guys are going to have to make some noises, please.
Wow.
Pointy.
Yeah.
Felina's just staring like dumbfounded. Oh my god. Yeah, right? They're like kind of these
That's come like a long way from the old school Power Ranger costumes.
This is also from the upcoming new movie.
The red one kind of looks like a Iron Man suit.
A little bit. They kind of look like.
But like the chest pieces have like, I don't know, the it's like the universe inside them. Looks like they're hollow on the inside.
It's kind of, I don't know, it kind of looks like there's some weird alien creatures that kind of like, I don't know, got melted together with Transformers. I don't know.
And made a home on the human body.
Yeah, because you see, I mean, on that picture, it looks like their faces are gray, and I'm sure that's not the point. But that's what it looks like.
No, the helmets have faces.
What?
Yeah. It's all spin like the, what's it called? The motorcycle, like, window thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they made, like, a plastic cast of their faces, I think, and, like, put it beneath that.
Oh.
Wait, so their helmets have faces?
Yeah, they have a mouth and, I think it was a nose.
And they don't, I mean, obviously those don't move, so they're gonna be, like, talking, and their weird gray fake face won't move, and it's gonna be super weird.
Yeah, that's
see, the old
Power Rangers.
Oh, I never realized that those were faces. I just thought they were like weird spots of silver. Like, oh Jesus! Oh my God! I don't know if I like that. I don't. It's just super weird.
And there's been, like, so many different versions of, like, you know, Power Rangers, like, throughout the years. Like, as a whole, like, there have been, like, separate, what are they?
Aren't they
branches of the whole, like, Power Ranger, like...
Aren't Power Rangers, like, one of those things where they, like, all combine into a giant robot or something?
Yeah, like, all their animals become a giant robot, and then they fight, like, different
forces. I thought that was Voltron.
Yeah...
Voltron is like all the giant robot lions combining into an even more giant robot man.
Well, there's also like Captain World, I think it was.
Captain World? Captain Planet?
Yeah, Captain Planet. He also...
Well, yeah, I guess. It was like their energy combined, not like weird Transformers robot lions, but... I don't know. Yeah, it's... It's interesting because I never watched any of those kind of shows when I was a kid, and I got exposed to Voltron because it came on Netflix. I watched the whole season and kind of enjoyed it because it's from the same like studio creators from Legend of Korra, and I'm so in love with the animation style that I just watched it for the pretty visuals. So yeah, it was kind of like my first, I guess, exposure to that kind of stuff, and it was kind of weird. It took time for me to get used to Voltron having, like, lion heads for hands.
Yeah.
It is very weird. It's like, he's not holding a sword. His hand is a lion, and the lion is biting a sword. It's just...
What will they come up with next?
It's like, you know, when you have, like, sock puppets on your hands. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. Yeah, we also have... Wow, Star Trek Beyond is projected for a $60 million opening weekend. I am... Okay, so J.J. Abrams, he's not gonna recast Anton how do you pronounce
Yelkin?
Yeah, is it Yelkin? I was gonna say Yelchin.
Yelkin. Yelkin
is better.
Yelkin.
Yeah, that was so tragic. Ingberg and I was just talking about that today. We were talking about people that have died this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
How did he pass away? I mean, like, I read, like, something, like, quickly about it. I just didn't get into detail.
I know all about it. So, I don't know. It's just, it's very tragic. So he had a car.
Mm-hmm.
It was his car. And so... He left it in gear and not in he didn't pull the handbrake.
Uh-huh.
So he just left it in gear running. And normally when you do that, the cars are supposed to warn you. But his car didn't. And apparently that's like a flaw in that line of cars. It was a Jeep, I think. Like a Jeep, like one of the new Grand Cherokees, I think. And so I think it was like he was walking up to his mailbox or something, like as stupid. And his car drove into him and pinned it to like a fence or a wall or something. I can't remember exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. And like, if that's not horrible enough, his friends then found him because they went looking for him because he was like supposed to meet them or whatever. And yeah, and they found him like hours later and he's like dead, like pinned to like a fence by his own car.
Oh my god.
I know, it's just so sad. The Dark Tower movie.
What's that about?
The Dark Tower movie draws from all 8 of Stephen King's novels. Oh, the film adaptation of Stephen King's The Dark Tower novel series. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I just realized something.
What?
This is a touchscreen.
See, told you, when you press the pause button, you touch the screen. That's why I was like, that's really cool.
In fact, did you know that?
Nope.
Your computer, your new computer has a touchscreen.
Well, now you know.
Hehe.
I almost touched the screen. I was like laying in bed and was like, I want to watch Netflix. And I was like almost about to press the screen. I was like, what am I doing?
That's
it's a
awesome.
Fucking laptop.
Like you accidentally bought a laptop with like a touchscreen feature you didn't know and you didn't care.
How much was the laptop?
$500.
That's really good.
Yeah, it was like half off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go? To Best Buy as well?
We went to Fry's.
Oh,
we went to Alice in Wonderland Fry's Electronics.
Electronics, yeah.
Yeah. And how's that news? Jason Bourne. Matt Damon only has about 25 lines.
I just can't believe they're still making Jason Bourne movies. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of over it. Like, where is it gonna end?
Yeah, apparently the first one was a hit because everybody was kind of bored with the whole cool James Bond wave, kind of, yeah.
Gadgety.
Yeah, but also kind of weak guy. I mean, like, have you seen him, like, the old James Bond throw a punch? It's like, you know, it's the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess, you know, in comes Jason Bourne, who, like, kills people with, like, a pencil or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but, which is super cool, and Jason Bourne, the first film kind of changed action films from then on.
Mm-hmm.
People started getting more creative with fights and, like, you know, by using, like, normal objects to kill people in, like, fist fights, which is amazing. Which is what Daniel Craig did as James Bond later on. Like, Jesus. That is the toughest James Bond. He could kill all the other James Bond, like, barehanded.
Yeah.
But for, like, now, when I think back on Jason Bourne, I can't remember anything except, I don't know, he's always forgetting things. And in that one movie, it was actually Jeremy Renner. But
oh yeah, I think that was like the fourth one. I was gonna say James Bond. Jason Bourne or the third one? I don't know. I didn't watch that one, so
yeah, I don't. That's the thing. They don't seem distinguished enough from themselves. Like, that they do. They all just kind of blend together. Of this guy who doesn't remember anything. It's just,
you think by like whatever number they're on right now that he'd have his memory back. But it's like each installment of it. It's like, oh my god, he's getting his like memory back. No, we have to erase it again. And
a poor guy,
you know,
he's like, no, my memory.
Yeah.
I just had it and then it slipped through my fingers.
Who am I again?
Maybe no. It's just this like, I don't know, like this weird running gag that in by the end we're supposed to realize he just has like early onset Alzheimer's And it's maybe like a PSA for Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah, that there's finally a
donate now.
So many of them.
Ooh, Universal's Van Helsing reboot inspired by Mad Max. That could be cool.
I love the first Van Helsing.
Have you seen Van Helsing?
Yeah.
Great.
I remember that film. It was... because I was so little when I saw it. And we were on like a boat ride.
Uh-huh.
Like between like parts of our island.
Oh, when we went to the Westman Islands.
Yeah, and...
okay.
And Van Helsing was playing in the theater inside the boat. And I watched it and I was like, I love this movie. But I was also really freaked out because I was like around six.
Yeah.
It was around six?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't understand.
No, no, we were going to Bildedal.
Oh, that one. That was a nice boat ride. Yeah, I was thinking like, how were you able to watch a movie? Because like the boat that I thought he was talking about is like tiny and it's in the North Atlantic, so it's like,
oh, okay.
It is puke fest. But the other ferry he's talking about is better. Is way better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you were afraid because it was 6 o'clock?
No, I was afraid because like the vampires and the werewolves in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I was a little kid.
Oh, you were just afraid of them. Okay,
yeah, I was a little kid. Come on, my imagination got me.
Oh my god, you're
that's
so...
how I was actually with the Mummy movies. Like the first time I saw the Mummy movie, I was watching it. Well, this was not by myself. I think I walked into like a family member watching it. And they're like, yeah, sit down. Like, it's not going to be scary. Because I didn't know what the movie was called at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into, like, a part where they were... it was still, like, an okay type of part. Like, they were talking and nothing was jumping out and nothing was, like, attacking people. And then I, like, got into it more. And I was terrified because this, like, mummy, like, comes to life. And he's so just... you know, at the time, I was like, oh my god, he's disgusting, and I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep, because this thing is, like, gonna come either out of my closet, under my bed, and just, like, you know, suck me into, like, a whole different world, and I was
Jesus.
Trapped
How old
there.
Were you?
I was probably, I want to say, about 8 or 9.
Yeah?
But then, like, I grew up, and I'm okay with, like, horror movies, with, like, animal type of instances where, you know, like,
or
that's
like
gonna
monsters.
Happen. Or monsters. Yeah, I don't like when there's, like, a psycho killer on the loose and he's, like, hacking people.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
I don't...
see all of this. That's not my type of horror film to it.
I agree. I don't really do the whole, the psychological thrillers. I can't handle it. I don't, you know, maybe I'm just a weak ass, but...
yeah, with me it's like animals and monsters are okay. So
yeah.
Like I couldn't my friends, cuz the movie I think was rated R I think it was rated R, and we went cuz they wanted to badly go to the movie theaters and watch, I think it was like the last Halloween movie, I want to say it was. And so we're sitting in the theater because our friend's mom, she bought us the tickets and she, like, kind of made it look like she was walking into the theater with us. And then she left. So it was just us four sitting, and we were at the very top of the theater, like, in really good seats. And we started watching it. And, like, in the beginning it was okay, but then it just got to a point where I couldn't handle it anymore because there was a part where... it was like what young Mike Myers was beating this guy with, I think it was like a bat or like a thick branch, and he's just like beating him, and the guy starts screaming, and that was it for me. I was like, I'm walking out of here, I can't do that. Like, it was just so intense that I'm just like, oh my god. And he's enjoying it, and I'm like, no, that I'm gonna stick to my animals and monsters. So
I love how, like, well, did you say your mom's friend? Or
mm-hmm.
How she's just like, hee hee, alright, okay, I'm gonna prank the kids. All right, kids, let's come. Let's watch this movie. And then, like, you guys sit down and you look beside you and, like, it's empty. And she's just, like, around the corner, like, hee-hee-hee, you know? Like, she just leaves you in the theater. Oh, shit.
And she's like, yeah, I'll come back for you guys later. And, like, the guys were so excited because they're, like, they saw, I think, the first two or something. And they're like, yeah, like, let's watch this. It's not going to be scary. And this, and I'm sitting there with my, like, one of my other friends. And she's like, okay, you know, like, let's, we'll get into it and stuff. And then right when it starts, I'm like, bye, I'm leaving. Like, you guys can sit here, but I'm going to go watch a different movie. And then they all followed me. And
so we went, like, so you were the brave one who was...
Yeah, I was the one who I stood up for it. And, like, my friend was like, oh, my God, thank God, like, you stood up. Like, I wouldn't be able to. Because I kind of saw she was getting to a point where she's just, like, she's, like, shaking kind of in her seat. But she doesn't want to say anything because she wants to look cool in front of the guys. Like, yeah, I can sit through this really scary-ass movie. I'll be okay. I'll sleep at night, you know, no nightmares. And then when I got up, she's like, oh, my God. Thank God, like, you were the first one to make a movie. So then after that, like, we snuck into the movie across, which I think was Mr. Bean's Holiday.
And then Holiday!
Yeah, and so we were just enjoying ourselves there. And so it was a fun time afterwards. Like, we forgot about the Halloween movie, and then we were just sitting there laughing our asses off for Mr. Bean's Holiday.
I remember once that I went to a birthday party, I can't understand how this guy's mother allowed him to, oh my God, I have to tell you this. So, I've once been in a birthday party, and I can strictly remember it was, like a 11, mm-hmm. 12-year-old. And we were all 11 or 12. And... guess what movie he was allowed to show all of us? The Hills of Ice.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I, like, as a kid, like the only thing I can remember from it, from this traumatic experience, are two things. The moment where the old guy shoots his head off, basically, with a shotgun inside the little toilet. And... and that other moment is when the kid finds, like, his dog, and the dog is laying, like, dead on the road, and the kid just kind of walks up to it and is like, you know, it's kind of like he almost doesn't know what's happening, and the kid it's like a 14-year-old boy or something like that, and then he kind of, like, grabs the fur, like, off the side because the dog is laying like a dead dog, basically. Yeah, so he grabs the fur by the tummy, and then he just lifts it up, and this sound, like, in the score just goes, and you just see that the dog has been sliced open, and the intestines have been removed. I haven't seen that moment since, but it's like burned into my brain. Oh, it is so horrifying. And the other movie that I was going to tell you about is that I went to this birthday party. It was a little bit more fun because I was a little older. It was Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny movie.
Yeah, I know, but as, like, 13, maybe 14, I was, like, I hid behind one of the sofas.
Yeah.
Especially when, I think it was especially in the scene in the beginning when they're torturing that poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, what is this? No, I'm not going to be able to watch this. Oh, no. I'm going to look so bad in front of all of my peers. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not the worst of it, though. I think when I was in the Scouts, when I was, like, 10, for some reason we were allowed to rent The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Oh,
and we were watching it, and I watched... until the part that really did me in is that Emily walks into this church, and in the front row, like, she walks, like, it's totally empty, and it's, I think it's, like, during the dark or whatever, so she walks through this church,
mm-hmm.
and sitting in the front row are two old ladies, otherwise it's completely empty, and she looks at them, and they kind of look at her, like, they turn their faces a little slowly, and then suddenly their faces start to like distort.
Oh Jesus! Oh my God!
I know, like not vertically, but no, they start to distort vertically, kind of like that. Is it the girl from The Ring that makes people's faces look off?
It might be. I haven't even seen that movie.
I don't know. I think it's a common, like, scary effect where, like, people look at you and suddenly their faces, like, start distorting. And since then, I haven't had, like, I can't handle that effect anywhere. Even, like, my favorite show, Supernatural, when, like, Dean is having his visions because the demon dogs are coming to drag him to hell or whatever, and he looks at a person and suddenly their face does that thing, and I just go, you know, as an adult. So The Exorcism of Emily Rose, yeah, that's really scarred me. Have you seen any films that you shouldn't have seen too young?
When I was, I think, I want to say about 4.
What?
Yeah, about 4 years old, I, like, went to bed. And I woke up, like, in 2 a.m. And I thought it was just, like, average, like, when you wake up at 8 a.m.
Okay, so you thought
so
it was this morning.
Yeah, so I got out of bed, and I was like, oh my God, I woke up so early. I can play on the computer as long as I want. And I turned on the TV. And there was this scene from Hellboy. Where there is this guy who turns into, I think it was a giant worm, because I haven't seen the movies, but it's all from my memories. And he turns into this giant worm thing and eats somebody. And I just, like, turned off the TV. And, like, the volume was blasted all the way to the max, so it was really loud. And I just turned off the TV and run into my parents' room. And, like,
wow.
Since then... I've always been cautious. I've always, like, been, like, aware when I've turned on the TV, because I don't want to see, like, some crazy shit.
Like centipede, like human centipede or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it made it so much worse that the volume was turned all the way up.
Yeah, I know. Because as a kid, sometimes just sounds can just trigger your imagination for overdone. There's a reason why I can remember that in the score so vividly. It's very interesting. I think I actually scarred our sister once. I feel kind of guilty. So I was like, I don't know, I was like 16 or something, and I was babysitting her. We were all alone at home. And if I was 16, that means that she was 7. She's 9 years younger than I am. So she was 7, and I had gone to, like, the DVD rental place, because back then we still had some, and I rented a film that I had wanted to see for a long time, because Johnny Depp was my favorite actor, so I rented Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh.
I know, and I thought it was totally fine watching it with my little sister. Like, at night, in the dark. Like, totally fine. Like, I didn't understand why that would be wrong in any way. So she watched it with me, like lying next to me on the sofa. And she was a little scared at first at the guy with the scissor hands. So I was like, it's fine. It's not a bad film. It's you know...
Yeah.
And he's not, like, scary. He's a good guy. And so she kind of got over it and watched it with me. Of course, it probably wasn't very interesting to her, because it's a lot of just talking and, like, you know. So, but what freaked her out, we're talking about, it freaked her so much that it kind of, you know, interrupted the movie. And I had to just go and, like, she was crying, and I felt really bad, because I hadn't seen it, so didn't know what would happen, and if that could, like, trigger a child. And it was the moment where, like, by the end, where the police are, like, he's, like, haunted, and he, like, runs down, and what was it? He, like, accidentally runs into one of the people that he likes. and tries to like, and like accidentally starts scratching their faces. And my little sister just like, she freaked out.
Aww.
I tried to explain to her that it was totally fine, but no. And then my mom yelled at me.
I remembered when you and our neighbor were like babysitting me and our sister at like this and like it was really late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And our dad was in our like office room when we had one, and he was working.
Oh, that is used to be my room as
yeah.
well.
And you came up to me. And you were like, hey, can you go to our neighbor's house and go and get this? And I was like, okay. And I just walked and got it. And then when I got back, you and our neighbor were like, did you see the ghost? And I was like, what ghost? Didn't you see that ghost in the room behind your dad?
Oh my
God. And I was like, what ghost? And I went and checked. And there was nobody there. And later that night, she drew a picture of that ghost. And it was a little blue child.
Oh,
this giant
God.
Red eyes, and this motherfucker put that picture and hung it up on the wall inside the room that she saw the ghost in. And
oh my God, that was kind of creepy.
And every time I
dramatic
walked
music.
Into that room and turned on the light, I had to hurry when I went to get something because I didn't want to look at the picture of the ghost.
I had forgotten about that. Oh my God. I don't even know if I ever saw the ghost. Like, what I can remember is that you left, and then Burenstein, our little sister, she walked, like,
mm-hmm.
by that room and started crying. And back then, she was, like, 3, 4, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, which would make me 10. Or, no, not 10, like 12, something like that. And what I can remember is that our neighbor, she was just a year older than I am. Like, she ran in there to, like, grab my sister. And apparently my sister told her that she had seen a ghost or something. Because the neighbor, she was just started saying, like, where did you see it? And I was like, what? And I think in this, like, some sort of weird hysteria, I must have imagined it.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember not seeing anything. So I must have imagined this ghost. And it's true, I drew it. And it's just, like, this baby in a diaper. Like, completely normal-looking baby in a diaper, except that it has red eyes.
And its skin is blue.
No, it's not blue. That's your imagination. It was a pencil drawing,
yeah.
So the outlines were just gray, and I didn't color it in. I just colored in the eyes. I just colored in the eyes red. And now that I think of it, it is so strange that as a kid, I decided. So there was like this cork board,
mm-hmm.
in my dad's office. I just decided to stick it up there, like. It is true. For like years, when you walked into that room, that red-eyed baby was staring you right in the face.
Yeah. And I was so afraid of that baby, and I couldn't do anything about it because I was too afraid to approach it.
Have I ruined your childhood?
Yeah,
oh,
ruined
wow.
all of our childhood.
Oh my God, it's kind of funny because my mom and dad, credit to them, they took this very seriously. They took it so seriously that
yeah.
they brought a like. A ghost busting person to our house to like check it out, see if there are any ghosts in it. I'm not kidding. I'm
like
not making this up. Yeah, like a psychic person.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what happened. Like
yeah, they
was...
gave us all like a stone, and like as long as we keep the stone inside the house, the ghost won't come.
I don't know. It was some bullshit like that. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember even if she told us there was anything there. It's just, I don't know, it's just so weird. I had forgotten that. Thank you for bringing that up.
But like, I've heard that like young kids can see ghosts. Like dogs and cats can see ghosts. But as an adult, you can't see a ghost. And our, what's it called? Our niece. Our niece like late in the night, she woke up and she couldn't sleep in her bed, so she just decided to sleep on the couch in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked in there, and no joke, she says that she saw a man just sitting in the living room looking at the TV, and it was like blank, and the TV wasn't turned on, and she freaked out and ran into her parents' room and slept there through the night. And the next day, her parents told her that her little sister, that was just an infant that at that time,
yeah,
had been crying all night. So it kind of backs up the theory that, you know, little kids can see ghosts or sense ghosts.
Oh, that's interesting because, there was this one time that I don't know, because I don't believe in ghosts or any other supernatural things, but I cannot explain what I saw that day. Is that, so I was in this old house in our town.
Mm-hmm.
It was for school. It was like a week of all the children learning things about our town and like its history. And this house used to be, it's like one of the first houses that they built in the town. And it used to be like, kind of like the visitor center, you know, back when people had to walk between, you know, places, and people would die outside because of the weather and
mm-hmm.
such. And so it was not uncommon that like in the middle of the night someone would knock on the door and because of the weather or something. And we were in that house to learn some old dances, which is very appropriate. And after all the dancing, before the dancing, they told us, okay, sit down, we're gonna pick out who is dancing with who and whatever. And I'm sitting like with my back turned to this like old door that like kind of lies into another part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, instead of being like a keyhole and a doorknob, there was just like this giant hole in the door. Almost like they were just maybe changing the doorknob or something like that. It was just like a giant hole in the door. And as a kid, you know, I peeked in. And I saw this woman just like folding laundry. But she was like really weirdly dressed in like old-timey clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was like a part of the experience. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and then they taught us some old-timey dances, and then they set us down to tell us a story, like a true, apparently true story that happened in this house. And apparently the story goes that one spring night, a man, like, knocks on the door and asks if his wife can work there during the summer,
mm-hmm.
because she needs work. And they say, yes, that's totally fine. Your wife can come over here and like vacuum our floors, whatever. This is, again, the 1700s, of course. whatever. So the guy leaves and they just like arrange for his wife to just show up sometime during the summer. This
mm-hmm.
is what happened. Like, this is how things work before telephones. And then she never showed up. Like, she never showed up, and they thought it was kind of strange, but they just, like, didn't think about it. And then one day in the, like, the fall, it was, like, a terrible, terrible weather. It was just, like, a raging storm.
Oh, wow.
And someone hears the knock on the door, like, in the middle of the night, and this person goes there and opens the door, and it's, like, it's pouring, you know, rain, and there's this woman standing there
mm-hmm.
in the rain, like in rags.
Oh no.
Holding a baby. And he asks her if she needs anything. Like, do you like need food and shelter or help? Are you hurt? Because she looked terrible,
mm-hmm.
of course. And according to the story, she didn't say anything. She just like stared at him. So he ran back into the house to wake the rest of the people up.
Mm-hmm.
And when they all go back there, she's gone. But since then, all of the chores kind of like get done without anyone doing them.
Oh, wow.
And apparently they found out later that the woman died of childbirth, and that's why she never came. So it's like her ghost that is like haunting.
Oh.
And then I was like, I was sitting there listening to the story, and then I was just like, what?
Uh-huh.
And I still today haven't been able to explain that, because it was before I heard the story that I saw this woman just like folding laundry, and when I mentioned it, it wasn't a part of the experience. So I don't know. I don't believe it though, but it's weird.
Yeah.
Like few years ago, in our at our grandparents' place.
Yeah. Which grandparents?
The one who live in the countryside.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
On the farm.
Yeah. We were, so there was like a Christmas what's it called? Christmas party there.
Yeah.
And all of our relatives. Yeah, it was like a giant party.
Mm-hmm.
And me and like the grown-up kids were in one room, and all the little kids were in the other room, and there was like this wall between us, and we were always knocking on the wall, like pretending to be ghosts. And then one of our uncle walks down and is like, "You do know that ghosts only knock twice," and he goes back up. And so we just continue our game, like trying to scare the other kids. And then after a while, me and my uncle are like playing by the piano. And there's this big metal door between the basement and the garage. And when we're alone...
It's a very scary door, by
yeah.
the way. It's like... really thick. It's like 4 inches thick.
Oh.
And it's big and metal, so when you open it and close it, it's like, it has a classic sound effect, like,
yeah.
you know, it's very creepy. And it's in this, it's at the end of like a really dark hallway, and
yeah.
it's in the basement. It's very creepy.
Yeah. And we're just playing by the piano, and all of a sudden we hear like boom, and we look at the metal door, and we hear boom, and we should see the metal door shaking. And we run up the stairs, panicking. And when we get up to the second level in the kitchen, our uncle is just sitting there, drinking coffee. And we're just like... And we, like, don't dare to go back into the basement unless... And, like, we wait around 10 minutes to go back down. And we, like, tell the other kids, and they're like, "No, you're just faking." Because they didn't hear it. And it was, like, really loud, because the metal door...
Mm-hmm.
Like shit, it looked
like
it was
like
fall
kicking
off its hinges.
Like it's like kicking like an empty metal barrel.
Yeah,
it's like that kind of sound.
Oh.
Yeah,
he must have asked someone to go down there.
No, but like
I know it's just
the kids were
like...
in the room next to us, and they didn't hear anything, nothing, and that was
maybe
so creepy.
Maybe they were being loud. I don't know. That's why they didn't hear anything.
Well, like that freaked us so much.
And that room is like. I know that it's, like, technically next to you, but it's, like, further away from the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the furthest away from the door you can be. But, it, yeah, I don't know. It's super weird and funny how these things happen. I bet it was just, like, he just asked someone to, like, "All right, go down there. You can enter the garage from the outside and then knock twice on the door, but just twice, because I told the kids that ghosts knock only twice."
Mm-hmm.
That is so clever of him to like go down
but
and
like
kids, you know, ghosts only knock twice.
But like,
what is his reasoning behind that? Is
like, an hour had passed before the knock came. So like
ingenious. Who was it?
It was Bjarni. Or Johan.
Of course it was Bjarni. That's kind of funny because this maybe segues a little bit. We watched a film together yesterday. Where one of the characters, the main character was named Bjarni, or Bjarne,
mm-hmm.
as they say in Denmark. Hey, future Sarah here. So we kind of forgot to mention that the film that we watched is called The Green Butchers. And it's a Danish film about those two butchers, Bjarne and Sven. They buy a butcher shop together, but they have a hard time starting it up until one day, by accident, the electrician gets locked in the meat locker overnight and he freezes to death. And in a desperate attempt to get rid of the body, Sven sells his leg. Like, he cuts up the leg, marinates it, and then sells it to a customer. Turns out that the human flesh is a big hit. So somehow, Bjarne and Sven need to supply the demand. I really recommend this film. It's a lot of fun. You might be able to find it somewhere on the internet. You can buy it, I think, through Amazon or something. And I really recommend it. It's starring Mads Mikkelsen as Sven. So if you're a Mads Mikkelsen fan, like, go apeshit. This is a really great cinematic, realistic film with this Nordic humor that I love and is so refreshing after seeing so many American comedies. So, yeah, go ahead, you know, buy the film or whatever. Obviously, we are going to drop some spoilers in a minute, so... So just be aware of that and enjoy the listen of this podcast. I'm gonna go now. I'm editing this and
I'm just gonna go. Made an American just, watch a foreign just, language film.
Yeah, just pretend this never happened.
Call me Sally. She liked it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
You wanna tell us about it? Like,
I mean, like, I thought it was gonna be more weird in a way.
Wow.
Was it not weird enough?
I mean, it's weird, but I thought it was gonna be more kind, like, I mean, it's dark and twisted. I'm not gonna say, like, it wasn't, but I thought...
Oh, you thought it maybe was gonna go,
it was gonna be, like, more horror, like, when they, like, actually, like... Spoiler, sorry, but when they actually go and, like, kill the people, leave them, you know... When
of course, this is going to be a spoiler,
yeah,
because...
Yeah, like, leave them in the meat locker.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, you were actually going to see how they chop them up into little pieces or whatever, and then, like, sell their parts.
But, like,
not
that's the good part about the movie, is that they don't show too much, because when you show too much, it goes from a, like, murder movie into a horror movie.
Or, like, no, like, gore-fest, because also, if you show too much, it's just, like, you're just shoving gore in our faces. I liked how this film showed just enough. Like, it didn't shy away from showing us, like, dismembered bodies and, like... But in a very, like, organized, you know, just like the way you cut meat from other animals.
Yeah.
So you would see, like half a torso... You know, and it's like you can see the ribs and they've like removed all the intestines, you know, and it's only for like a couple of seconds. It's not like shoving it into your face. They're very like, I don't know, I kind of liked it. I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
Yeah, I like that, you know, you actually get to kind of, it plays with your imagination. Like, you can make your own conclusion because... You know, they show you, okay, the person is alive one moment, and then they show you that they're already, like, hanging in the meat locker, so you know, like, what happens in between them, that part. And then from the meat locker, after they're hanging, you know that they're already being sold, like, parts of them are being sold to people, so you can, like, imagine what's
assume. That one of the characters actually did his job as a butcher and cut the meat, the parts down for selling. Just like you would cut any other animal product. That's one of the interesting things, is that they basically treated the human body just like we would treat a pig or like a chicken or something. Because... And it was, I don't know, it's just an interesting kind of message that yes, you can probably slaughter people for human consumption, you know, and just do it like you do all with all the other animals because we're no different. But it, I don't know, I really like this film and I was so excited to make you guys watch it because it's so unconventional and it's different from American films. Like,
yeah,
like I was saying, if this film was remade in America, they would get like James Franco and his buddy, what's his face?
Seth Rogen,
yeah. And they would totally overplay the whole weed thing. And they would do wacky things with the bodies while they're high. And like, and then it would totally derail at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, I don't know, I just like this different perspective. Because it's handled very kind of realistically, this movie.
Yeah, and then the main character, Sven...
Well, yeah, one of the main characters.
He really fits the role. Like, he has that... He's creepy by himself, so it, like...
But he's also so pathetic,
yeah,
as a character.
Yeah, so, like, in that role of his, like, you just, like... It just completed the whole role,
yeah.
Like, the whole butcher...
Yeah, Sven is played
thing,
by Mads Mikkelsen, who, ironically, goes then on to play Hannibal. Hannibal Lecter in the Hannibal TV series. So he goes from, like... killing people to be able to sell them to killing people to actually consume them himself, which is what a great arc as an actor.
Yeah.
Like, I wish, like, you know, all actors could have some kind of like satisfying arc like that. Like Daniel Radcliffe in his old age will like play Dumbledore in the reboot or something. Or a Dumbledore type. Maybe he can play Gandalf if they ever reboot the Lord of the Rings. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, overall it was an interesting movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, too bad Hector and Jorge weren't there.
I know.
They would have enjoyed it.
I mean, who?
Oh yeah, who?
What are you talking about? Are there supposed to be two other hosts in this podcast?
Apparently not. They are no longer here.
So that's pretty much it. I mean, unless you guys want to talk about Finding Dory, I don't know. I'm just like, eh.
Great movie.
Dark movie.
No, just kidding.
You'll end up crying.
Oh, yeah. I think.
A lot of times. So if you don't want to see your kids... Or if you don't want your kids to see you crying with them, don't go to that movie.
Just don't bring your kids to that movie.
Yeah.
Kids.
Kids, do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go and see Finding Dory. Yay, can I come? No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you know, us that experienced Finding Nemo when we were, you know, 7 or 9... You know, we deserve to go in and watch the sequel without children running around and ruining the movie. Luckily, when Paulina and I went, it was like... Where did it go? It was like 9:45, was it? Yeah, it was like a 9:45 showtime. And we were late, so we got in there at 10 and hadn't even started yet. So it started like sometime after 10. And when we got out, it was midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But still... And it was IMAX 3D, which is like super expensive. But still, people brought their kids.
Yeah.
It's like people who brought their kids to see Deadpool.
That is so hilarious. Like, they really...
Oh my god.
Told them, like, this is R-rated.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the parent when that sex montage starts? And especially... With the whole
role reversal.
National Women's Day. That was so great. Like, because, I don't know, people that will bring their kids to that. I just can't imagine those as those conservative Republicans that they're against, like, gay marriage, and then they see that.
I think, like, it was kind of funny, because my mom and I, we actually went to go watch, I believe it was Sex in the City, the movie. In theaters. And, like, at the time it came out, I don't remember if it was PG-13 or rated R. But, yeah, I was about, like, I think I was 13 if it was PG-13. And we're sitting there in the movie, and I really, like, didn't think about, okay, like, Sex in the City, yeah, like, it's a cool name. I just didn't think that there was actually going to be, like,
sex
scenes in the movie. and we're sitting there, and like there's a lot of like older women there, and then there were people who brought their like boyfriends, kind of like a chick flick, I guess they thought it would be. And then there were people, like married couples, who came there, and it's like my mom and I, she like as her like date, she brought her 13-year-old daughter in to see the movie. And it was like, especially like the first like sex scene that they have, I was just like, I was not ready for it. It was just like all out, and I'm just like, oh my god, what did like, what did we get into? Like, she okay, but like me, I'm like, oh my
god. It is the worst, watching a film with your parents and then there's suddenly a sex scene.
Hey, I went with my dad on Wolf of Wall Street.
Really?
Yeah. It was not a pleasant experience.
You know what I did with my dad when we went to the films once?
Mm-hmm.
He took me to see King Kong. When it came out. So you can imagine how old I was.
King Kong with Jack Black in it, and then
yeah.
Okay.
The one that had the most disgusting like creatures, and
oh yeah.
It was like 3
yeah.
hours long, so
giants,
it wasn't over until like after midnight. And my mom was really mad. But I enjoyed it. The worms really freaked me out though.
I
the
heard that,
that
like Jack Black was not a good choice for that movie. Like, it was kind of, like, poorly casted, somebody was saying. I was like...
Because he's not in a comedic
mm-hmm.
role. Jesus, I can't speak. It's late.
Yeah,
you know, he's just like... I don't know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, he wasn't, like, the worst or something.
Mm-hmm.
That movie isn't great anyway.
Yeah.
The ape looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. It's interesting. They made the gigantic ape look like photorealistic, and then there's a scene where pretty much the whole cast are like running through a canyon, and
yeah.
dinosaurs are chasing them,
mm-hmm.
and it is so obviously green screen. I mean, of course we know that anything like that would be green screen.
Yeah,
but we're talking about. The people look three-dimensional, all the dinosaurs look two-dimensional. Like, they were just projected
mm-hmm.
on the background behind them. It's so, like, it's so bad. It's like, okay, now I know where the budget went.
Yeah.
But yeah, you look anxious to go home.
No, I'm just kind of hungry.
She wants to go to McDonald's.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Mexico. Yes, I want to go to Mexico.
Excuse me. No Mexico for me.
Yeah. I think one of actually like the sad movies that I've seen. I mean, well, at the time I didn't fully get it. Was Titanic, and especially the scene where Jack Leonardo DiCaprio dies. My mom, like, thinking back now, like, how she was explaining it to me, because I was crying. I'm like, oh my god, Leonardo DiCaprio is, like, at the bottom of the ocean with this boat, and oh my god, and he's dead.
It
like,
wasn't like back when, like, when you were a kid,
yeah,
you thought movies were real.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Like, my mom kept explaining it to me. She's like, honey, like, he's just an actor, and he's not really dead, and he's gonna play in, like, another movie. But I just didn't get it. And, like, every time, like, I tried to, like, okay, maybe it's not real. Like, the reality kind of sunk in. And I'm like, oh my god, he died again. Like, it was just to the point. And, like, now looking back, I'm like, I was such a silly kid. But, I mean, you know, you learn with time. So, now I'm just like, psh, yeah, that's so, like, fake. Or that's so, whatever.
That is so funny. Wait, I really want to say this before the topic leaves us. Because it's about Titanic.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever realized? I realized this when I was watching it for like the second time or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a horrible realization. And it kind of made me don't like it that much. Well, just that aspect of
mm-hmm.
the script. So, if like, in Titanic the movie, the reason why the Titanic sank is because of Leonardo DiCaprio's character and whatever that bitch's name is. Honestly, because...
Her name is Rose.
Oh, yeah, Rose. Yeah, yeah.
Rose Dawson, I think
Rose and Jack. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Rose and Jack. Let's use that. So Rose and Jack are on the deck, and they're kissing. Mm-hmm. And the guards that are supposed to be a lookout, they go, oh, look at that couple kissing. Ooh.
Yeah.
And then one of them goes, oh, no, shit, there's an iceberg. So, like, if the couple had been kissing there, they would have seen the iceberg sooner and probably would have just swerved or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you know that, it just ruins. It is so stupid. Why did you do that, James Cameron? You could have used any other reason for the guards to be distracted. Not make your, like, main characters be the reason for all of this.
My friend has, like, they, like, discovered this part of their house that was, like, a basement that was, like, completely blocked off.
What?
And
they just discovered the basement in the house?
Yeah, and they had, like, climb into it like Batman and... Like, had their own
bed.
And
basement!
They made a movie theater out of it.
Wait!
Yeah.
Who did that?
Molly. And one day, we decided to watch Titanic in it. And I'm not kidding. We were like watching this movie, two idiots, and we were laughing our asses off while all the people in the movie were dying.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you're such a teenager.
But like, there was this part where this guy like falls off the deck of the ship.
And he hits the screw.
Yeah.
I know.
And we would just die of laughter.
That is a kind of a funny moment, like accidentally, because he falls down. And do you guys call it a screw?
It's a bolt.
It's like the motor. It's like the motor. It's the stuff that rotates.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've never
we call it screw in Icelandic.
Called.
So he falls down the back end of the ship and falls down. And I mean, it's really high up, so he's traveling really fast. He hits the screw and just... And the force of that hit, like, flings him to, like, to the left or something. Like, spinning. Like, spinning like crazy. So it's like if you would, like, drop, like, something long and thin. Like, this tube of acrylic painting that I just have. Acrylic paint, sorry, that I just have here on my kitchen table. It would just... I don't know, it's just so weird. It's like a rag doll, so it kind of, I don't know, it's kind of funny in a morbid way.
And like, if you think about it, we're so young that we are like ignorant, like little pieces of shit. But we're literally watching
like,
people dying.
You thought it was
well,
so
like fictionally,
cool.
Obviously. But we were watching people
dying. But
it's dying.
Based on real events, so...
And we were just laughing our asses off. We were like, ha, losers, you didn't get into a lifeboat.
Loser.
Well, like there was some better experience that I had with this movie is when the 3D version went out.
The 3D version.
3D, mm-hmm. Yeah. I went with my like nieces, like like four of my nieces, which are on like at the same age level as me.
They're your cousins.
Yeah, cousins.
By the way.
Yeah, and I was in that movie theater with them. And they were crying all the time. And one of my cousins handed me her camera so I could take a picture of her, like, sister and her other cousins crying.
Well,
really
now
quickly.
I know two things. They must have been emotionally mature. And you have the emotional range of a teaspoon. Whoa, Hermione. Ronald. Yeah.
Really quickly, since we're still on the topic of Titanic, did you know Ellen DeGeneres was in Titanic?
No!
Yeah, so I'm gonna show you this clip, and it's just, it's really funny. So, watch.
Don't tell me that that voted off. No, we'll watch later.
So well cut. Like, edit it.
Well, this is what we do as filmmakers. Not good.
You're not good at no.
Funny.
How dare you? Well,
does this wrap up this episode of Back to Iceland part? Because like we have one Russian, two Icelanders, so it's like back to Iceland part.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, you're going back to Iceland. So, yeah, I think this is the end, roughly. We did not talk about the things that I had written down. Instead, we talked about scary
ghosts.
Yeah, and stuff like that, which is a great topic, and it just happened naturally. So, yay for that.
I mean, it kind of, like, meshed in with, like, the Green Butchers, because
a little bit, yeah,
a creepy like feel movie, so we got into our own creepy stories.
But like when I was going to watch Green Butchers with you two,
mm-hmm.
I was expecting like the Walking Dead type of like ripping people in half gory scenes in that movie.
Nope.
Because like you've seen Shaun of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like that moment, spoiler alert, when they pull the guy through the window.
Oh, the asshole?
Yeah, and just rip open his stomach. I can't watch that scene because I just get this huge stomach ache.
Aww.
When I watch that scene.
I can't watch it because I'm so interested in how they did that effect. Like, the first time I saw it, I couldn't watch it, but after
like,
I started learning
it's
from
it's really
the
easy, because, like, you have this group of people, and you just lay a dummy there, and then he just stands like, with them. Haven't you seen, like, the effect where they, like, make a person, like, look like they have been cut in half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Or, it could also put, like, a very thin... No, they couldn't do that.
No, because, like, they rip the skin off him and then pull all his organs out of him.
That's true.
And eat them as well.
Ew.
Honestly, that shot is for, like, 3 seconds. It's not that bad.
But, like, it's that shot, it's so good because, like, at that moment in the movie, everybody fucks up and does a wrong decision.
I know, it's like, you've been kept alive for the whole movie, and now in, like, the span of 5 minutes, you're all gonna die.
It's like, no, he's dying, I'm gonna run out into the flock of zombies to try and save him, even though I saw the zombies rip him apart.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and he was an asshole, he was in love with your best friend, why would you do that?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're so tired. It must be so boring to listen to us. But yeah, I think there are only like a couple of things I wanted to touch on before we leave, and that is, yeah, we should be back with a pretty regular schedule, hopefully, this
mm-hmm.
summer. Especially now that we've got our own mic and we're not relying on the school equipment anymore.
Yeah.
So...
And plus, the ADR room is being worked on, so...
Anyway, yeah, that's true. Our soundproof chamber is no longer available to us. Which kind of sucks, but... I can't wait to see what they do with it. It's gonna
mm-hmm.
be fun. I think they're gonna make it bigger.
Yep.
So you can bring in there more big stuff. They're gonna probably... What? They're gonna expand it into the meat locker, right?
Yeah.
The meat locker. It has given me a whole new other meaning. actually, did you know that one of our teacher, I think the teacher we all kind of hate,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names, but...
Sebastian.
No. Sebastian. I was in the meat locker fetching paper it was like a month ago or two. And he just walks by, like very casually, and then stops and asks me, if I close the door, can you leave? Like, I was inside the meat locker, he was out in the hallway, and he says, if I close the door, can you get out? And I'm like,
no.
No, I was like, yeah, there's a handle on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is. And he's like, oh. And then he walks away, and I'm like...
It's like, sounds really disappointing, like, oh.
I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's a little crazy. But yeah, so... We have
do the outro.
We have lost all of our energy. Just thank you so very much for listening. You one brave soul out there. That
who knows if that person is still listening.
Well, you know, it used to be that our one brave soul was actually Ingberg.
Yeah. I listened to your two episodes.
But he's here today.
But like,
so.
I was like, hey, I was like to my little sister because she has an iPad, and I was like, hey, you know that your sister does like these podcasts, and I was like, do you know what podcast is? And she was like, no. Well, it's like these little, like radio episodes, and she's like, okay. And I showed her the podcast, and she was like, yeah, I'll watch it later. And she's literally never watched it.
You mean listen to it?
Listen to it. Watch, listen. It's almost the same thing.
Ah!
What are you doing over there? Stop making yourself bleed.
Well, you know I'm due.
Due.
Did you just get it?
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah, so, but we do have a few brave souls out there that at least download and listen to the episodes. Well, I can't tell whether they listen to all of it or if they enjoy it because, you know, they're...
The app is stupid.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no way to kind of see. It's not like YouTube where you can see the graphs and all the, you know, how long of a watch retention you have and stuff like that.
You know, like, the like radius, like, you can't like episodes.
Yeah, I know, it's... And you can't comment directly on it and stuff like that. So in case you want to comment on it, or at least like get a message to us, we have an email address that is back to one, and the one is a numerical one, at gmail.com. And feel free to send us stuff. Just no dick pics, please.
No, Polina loves those dick pics. Just beware.
Hence my laughter.
Her parents might, you know, track you down. They're mobsters, so...
And rip your dicks off.
Yeah. And give it to her as a necklace.
How many dick necklaces have you got in your closet, Polina?
I kind of lost track of them. Too many.
Well, you know about these unsolicited dick pics these days. So yeah, we should have a regular episode with our regular hosts hopefully soon. If the police ever find George and Hector. Dun dun dun. So let's just say our goodbyes then. Ingberg?
Goodbye, brave soul.
Hasta la pasta.
Oh my god, I feel embarrassed.